and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The FDA has given full approval to an Alzheimer's drug, CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
79-year-old Susie Mitchell is living with the early symptoms of Alzheimer's disease with help from a drug called Leqembi.
I can stay active and healthy and with it.
A few months ago, with a diagnosis of mild cognitive decline, she started receiving infusions. Her husband, Tom, says her symptoms have stayed the same.
I don't think there's been any change between even the first of the year and now.
More than 6 million Americans have Alzheimer's. Temperatures in 31 states have topped 90 degrees today. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in Miami.
It's the third day in a row that a heat advisory has been issued for South Florida. So what does that mean? Yes, even though our temperature reading is in the 90s, the feels like temperature, that heat index, is anywhere from 105 to 109.
Globally, the temps have reached record highs. Remember that Chinese spy balloon that the U.S. shot down? A new intelligence assessment based on the wreckage has determined it was not gathering intelligence over the U.S., but it was outfitted for surveillance and was not a weather balloon, as China claimed. Two New Jersey firefighters have been killed while battling an intense blaze on a cargo ship full of cars docked at Port Newark. Mayor Ross Baraka says the conditions were extremely difficult.
Keep having the images of two firefighters being lowered down from a pulley from a ship that had to be at least 150 feet or so high.
A Texas man who went missing as a teenager was not really missing, but he and his mother misled officers for 8 years. Troy Finner is Houston's police chief.
If charges are appropriate, they'll see, but let us conduct investigation.
A pop star, a budding NBA superstar, feuding bodyguards, and a smack in the face in Vegas.
A bodyguard protecting 7'4" Victor Wembanyama is being accused by Britney Spears' bodyguards of hitting her. TMZ reports Spears was trying to get a photo with the number one draft pick at a restaurant in Las Vegas Wednesday when the director of security for the San Antonio Spurs pushed her away. Spears fell to the ground, her glasses falling off her face. She returned to her table and the bodyguard soon came over and apologized. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
It's named Threads, and it's being called a Twitter killer.
So far, millions of people have already started to log on, and they've found a very basic social network. It's focused on just sharing text and photos, and it doesn't have some of the features that Twitter is known for, like hashtags.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sweet Summer Sale, June 30th through July 10th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Shooing seagulls away from our beach snacks is easy, but keeping my frequent heartburn away? That was a full-time job. I had to chew up to 10 antacids a day to manage it. Then I tried Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day blocks my frequent heartburn for a full 24 hours, giving me one-and-done heartburn relief. Thanks to Prilosec OTC, now my heartburn's on vacation too.
Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bark in the Park at historic Witterfield, home of the Rafters. Come for bingo, prizes, animal festive dress-up contests, groomer wars, and much more. Bring a donation and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Bark in the Park, July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafters game, 6:35 start. Made possible by Current Technologies, Piggly Wiggly, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Simplicity Credit Union, Morrison Tree Service, LLC, and OMG Butchering, LLC.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The man charged in the killing of another man at the Bunker Hill campground in Cazenovia appeared in court yesterday. David Harp, age 61, of Baraboo, appeared in Richland County Circuit Court yesterday for a preliminary hearing. Harp is charged with second-degree reckless homicide in the death of Corby Neef, 54, of Partyville, on May 25th at the Bunker Hill campground. David Harp is to be released on a $40,000 cash bond and will be on house arrest except for work. Harp can't have any firearms or be on the premises or the campground at Bunker Hill. He is also ordered to maintain complete sobriety. The Rafters are looking to break their losing streak tonight after three games in a row. In the second half of the season, the 0-2 Rafters head to Mequon today to play a two-game series against the Lakeshore Chinooks. First pitch tonight at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Clear skies tonight with lows around 49. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 80. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow night, lows around 55. Overcast skies. Upper 70s. Saturday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Mid 80s. Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Buddy.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. You can always join us. It is Talk Back Thursday, which means we can talk about anything you want to. What's the thing that made you talk back at your radio or TV this week? Because I've got, like, it's all over the place for me, Evan. I've got some stuff from pop culture. I could rip three segments on the Cubs-Brewers series easily.
Cubs suck.
Oh, terrible. And I was at that game last night.
Really?
Oh, just, it's like a death by a thousand tiny, tiny paper cuts.
You did not have more fun than you're allowed then.
You know, I certainly did not.
That's the directive if you're going to go to a game, you know?
Well, it was funny. There was just extraordinary police presence at the ball field. And I know a couple of cops, and I ran into them, and I'm like, is this because it's a Cubs game? And basically, yes. Here, I thought it would be the day after the big holiday and things would be quiet. Apparently not.
The rowdy?
But yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
The rowdy? That's it?
I guess fights tend to break out quite a bit.
Yeah, the rivalry.
It's a night game, so sure. You know, the 94, the I-94 rivalry. I just don't get it. I sat next to like the nicest Cubs fan too. Anyways, great game, but what a heartbreaker. It was hard to get up this morning. And then the day just popped off. So much going on here that's going to be so crucially important for the state. The city of Milwaukee, I don't know if you know this, Evan, will be taking its vote on whether or not to put the sales tax in on Monday, like this coming Monday.
I did not know it was Monday. I knew it was happening, but oh, man.
Yeah, lickety split right here. You know what I'm saying?
Some folks aren't too happy about it either. We had that debate, I don't know, it was a week or two ago. We had some of our regular listeners call in.
Yes,
they were quite perturbed. I don't know.
Well, I'm just super curious to see how that's all going to shake out. So much at stake for the city, and so much of I think what people were taking umbrage to is already baked into the cake. It's in the bill. It's law anyway. So, you know, do you go ahead and cash the check? So that's happening on Monday. That's also when the county is having its first major hearing on the county sales tax. So the county analogy all happening at the same time. It's like my head was going to explode all day. But that doesn't mean I don't have some thoughts for y'all this evening. But again, Thursdays can be your show. If there is something that you want to talk about and get up off your chest, apparently We've had some listener complaints because I think bigots and racists are bad. Common sense sorts of things here.
Yes.
Say again.
The impression that I got, you had really riled somebody up. I wish they had stuck around. I mean, I'll make that clear now. Please stick around.
Call back 844-967-2789.
I'll lightly screen you and just, maybe you don't get at that second, but we want to hear what you have to say. I was so, so curious. She made it very, very clear. She was upset. You had riled her up.
Interesting. I always want to hear especially when people are really agitated about something, because if it's getting under your skin that much, I want to hear about it. Is there something that I'm missing? What is your perspective? Can we set aside the stuff that's making us really angry about the rhetoric and actually talk about the thing? Because that's been my experience, and I don't know for the listeners out there and you, Evan, it seems to me that we often just get off on the wrong foot, right? We hear the thing that triggers us, and then we can't return to the conversation about the substance because we're so mad about how we're being talked at.
Almost always, too. You're exactly right. It's why you can sit down at the bar and find that you have a lot in common with this person, that you're diametrically opposed to when you're on Twitter.
Yeah, it was. So I actually had that experience last night. I had to stop for a cocktail on my way home after the game to drown my sorrows with yet another heartbreaker. And I sat down next to this guy, and he sort of vaguely recalled me or knew me. And he said, "Oh, yeah, aren't you this lawyer? Blah, blah, blah." And so we started talking. He's like, "Yeah, I disagree with everything you pretty much say ever." And I was like, "Really?" I was like, "Well, tell me what's important to you." Right. And this directly relates to what our guest yesterday, Erica Payne from Patriotic Millionaires, was talking about. It's like, what matters to you? And I would argue that most people would say some combination of the following things. Like, you want to feel that you have fair representation in government, that government is generally working and not stealing from you. You want to feel like you can go to work at a decent job, be treated with some respect, and come home and have some time with your family and earn a living wage, that you and your spouse and maybe two kids can make it work. And doing that, you're going to leave a little something to the kids and maybe be able to afford college for one or both of them. Right? That's pretty much it. And retire.
Just the American dream. That's all.
Right. And we say we're the best country on the planet. Great. Prove it. Why can't we do that for everybody? Right? If those are the best. So I started there with them. Tell me what's important to you. So he listed off a whole bunch of the sort of talking point buzzword things. And I said, forget all that. Tell me what's really important to you. Because I was so inspired by Erica yesterday, right? It was such common sense. And eventually we basically got down to those things. And I said, what makes you think that those things that you want, that someone else doesn't want those things? Isn't the presumption that we all basically want that?
Yes.
He said, yeah. And I said, what's the thing? What's the one thing that makes all the rest of that work? So if you don't have this element of that recipe that we just laid out, you can't get basically to any of the rest of it. And he thought about that for a while. He's like, that's a really good question. And I said, I think I know what the answer is. So what do you think, Evan, is the, without the one thing that we described in that whole list of things, you can't get any of the rest of them?
What do you mean you can't get the rest of them?
So let me just explain. Yeah. I didn't want to ask you a gotcha question. Here's what I mean by that.
Yes.
So we talked about you want to be fairly represented in government. You want to be sure government works pretty well. You want to be able to have a wife or husband, partner, whomever, a person, cat, dog, whatever, and have your family and go to work and earn a fair wage for your 40 hours of full-time labor. And on that fair wage, be able to support yourself and your kids. And that by doing so, you're going to live in a reasonably safe place. You're going to have some recreation time. You're going to be able to retire, right? Your kids are going to be able to go to a good school, get educated, have choices.
We're all going to make the ideal. Yes.
Yeah. Right. And you might be able to pay for college for one or both of them, right? Okay. My argument is that there's one thing in that long list of things that I said that if you don't have that, you can't get any of the other things. Go ahead.
Well, just that more than just work, right? True gainful employment, the sort of thing that you can rest your laurels on and look 20 years into the future.
That's the answer, yes. Right? We can't meaningfully participate in government so to ensure that it is effective and efficient and responsive to us if we are so stretched thin, right, that we don't have any time to like actually consume information or news or propaganda or whatever you want to call it and consider it and think about it and come to a judgment. We can't retire. We can't enjoy recreation time. We can't help our kids with college. We can't buy a house and live in a safe neighborhood if you basically don't have a living wage, right? If 40 hours of good hard work does not result in a take-home pay, and I don't care what you're doing, waitressing, digging a ditch, talking into a microphone, producing a radio show, being president of the United States, yes, an elected official, right? Like, whatever it is, like, yes, some people are going to make more than other people because the skill sets are more complicated, whatever it is. But even the most unskilled job, if you go work 40 hours in a week cleaning toilets, don't you think you should be able to live off that?
If it's worth paying for, absolutely. Yes, that's right. The entire point.
So if we don't have that down, like the rest of it is very hard to get to. And so that we spent some time talking about that. And then I asked him this one and I said, how do you think we get there? Because I said, you would agree we don't have a living wage in this country, that there are many, many, many millions of people that do work 40 hours and many that work many, many more than 40 hours and still don't have enough to meet their basic needs. Not retire, that's not a basic need. I mean, just enough to not be in the red every month after paying for housing, medical, food, car, insurance.
And we officially have a generation, this is the norm. We have a generation of people, I include myself.
Hand to mouth, right?
You know, that they've quit. They've quietly quit, right? They're sort of resigned. We are sort of resigned to this thing that you'll never own a house.
Gig work, right? This is the gig economy. Why are people doing that? Because their normal job doesn't get them into the black. They're still behind. You can't pay all your bills.
You can't go to the doctor. Can't
Correct.
Go to the dentist. Yeah.
You ration your insulin, right? Like, so my suggestion to him was, why isn't it simply a mathematical equation? He said, whatever do you mean? And I said, just do the math. In a given region, we know how much stuff costs. There are good objective economists that do this thing that aren't rigged up to some partisan think tank. You hire them and you say, how much does it cost for a family of four in Milwaukee? And they can do this by quartiles and things, right?
Oh, amazing. It's amazing. Yes.
Yeah. Like they know this stuff. And it's going to amount to a certain amount of money. And you say, divide that by 50 weeks because you get 2 weeks of vacation. And then divide that number by 40 hours. And that, my friend, is your minimum wage. Right? Like, just do the math.
It does seem kind of simple. Just do the math.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
And I kid you not, my friend. This guy looked at me like I had just handed him like the Quan. He's like, I have never thought about it that way.
It feels so awfully good to be right. It's really hard to get people there.
We'll talk about some of the complexities when we come back and maybe how we might do this. But like, it's there. It's not hard to get to.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Mequon, Wisconsin, at Capco Park, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters visit the Lakeshore Chinooks. Good afternoon, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters they fell to the Mallards yesterday by a score of 9-3. It was a game they just could not get the runs batted in. They had 16 hits. They out-hit Madison 16-10, but for them, it was a story of couldn't get the runs in. They left 13 guys on base, 7 in scoring position. So that was the big storyline last night. They have dropped their past 3 games. They were swept by Madison. So starting the second half, 0-2. But for them, they take on the Chinooks in a game today where the Rafters are going with Kalen Graham on the mound. Kalen Graham is a guy who has had a 1-1 record, but he's had 21 innings of work, allowing 15 hits and 10 runs, but 21 strikeouts. So a guy out of Tampa, Florida, from North Central Texas College, he's a guy that can get a lot of strikeouts in. So look for him today to be one of those guys to propel the Rafters into a game, because they're going to need to get it done on the defensive side. They've given up 17 runs in the past 2 games. Madison just absolutely had a hit parade, and it came from big guys like Owen Jackson, Ryan Sprock for the Mallards. So Rafters are going to have to halt that today, and Lakeshore's a team that can get hits in. They are right now 1-1. They took down Green Bay last night by a score of 10-4. So they had a big 6-run inning in the top of the 4th, which propelled them to the victory over the Rockers. So for them, it's going to be key. Can Lakeshore find ways to keep the momentum up? Because the Rafters right now sit last in the Great Lakes West Division. They're 0-2 compared to Lakeshore, who's 1-1. So Lakeshore finished 5th in the Great Lakes West. They were 14-20 in the first half. The Rafters lead this series 4-3, but Lakeshore has found some answers against the Rafters. They have done well when it comes to them getting big hits in timely moments. Take you back to where the Rafters were up 5-4 in a game earlier back in June, and Lakeshore had 5 runs in the top of the 9th, which lift them to victory 9-5. So today, Kalen Graham obviously getting the start on the mound, but a guy that the Rafters really have had problems with, Lakeshore is putting at the start today. Matthew Moeller heading to Gonzaga next season. He's appeared against the Rafters twice, allowing 1 hit, 1 run, and 14 strikeouts in 7 innings of work. So definitely a guy they're going to have to watch out for, because he has a lot of momentum, and he's a big guy. He can throw the big strikes, and he's a left-hander. So definitely look for him to get going, because the Rafters are going to need to do so. Dropping their past 3, they had the opportunity to clinch the Great Lakes West Division against the Dock Spiders, but they fell in that game in dramatic fashion, losing 6-2. So the morale's been a bit down right now, dropping their past 3 straight games. So they're going to have to look to get back to winning ways. And Graham on the mound for them, Levi Jensen at catcher, Brendan Bobo at first, David Rivera, who had a big day yesterday, he had 2 hits. He's at second base. Jorge Degatti at third. Garrett Broussard at shortstop. Anthony Gallison, the Coastal Carolina product, back at left field. Ty Johnson at center. And the Eastern Michigan right fielder in the 9 position, Logan Hugo, back in the lineup once again. As for the Chinooks, Matthew Moeller obviously getting the start on the mound. Joey Spence at catcher. Will Johannes at first. Becker at second, Brady Council at third, Gabe Ressler at shortstop, Hunter Grimes at left field, Avery Owusu-Asedu at center, and Adam Kutwe at right field. Trevor Cho, the manager for the Chinooks in his first season, as Kirk Schreider in his third for the Raptors. Look, they're going to need to get hits today because they had 16 hits yesterday, which was remarkable, but the thing for them was they just weren't getting any runs in. They had a run, two runs in the third, where they cut it to a 5-2 game, and they had a run in the bottom of the eighth, but other than that, they were scoreless throughout because Madison just really carved them up defensively, offensively. The Raptors just, you know, the thing was for them, getting runs in, they had the opportunity to do so, but there was multiple times where the bases were loaded and there was one out, but they just fell from there, getting struck out, popping out. So that's going to be a big key. Can this Raptors team start to get runs in? Because that was really their big fault yesterday. Lakeshore, for them, starting 1-1, losing to Green Bay and then beating the Rockers last night. They're a team that has five home games of the next six. So they're going to be at home for quite a while. So Raptors, for them, can they take down in this first game of the series against Lakeshore? They won back here earlier in the month of June. So let's see if they can do that once again today. Raptors dropping their past three games. They finished 20-15 in the first half. An opportunity to clinch against the Dock Spiders. They have since then gone to 20-18 overall. So it will be big for them. Ty Johnson will be leading off. David Rivera will be coming in batting second. Brendan Bobo batting third. Garrett Broussard fourth. And Jack Gervich is the DH. So Logan Hugo will be batting sixth. Anthony Gallison seventh. Jorge Degatti eighth. And Levi Jensen rounding out the batting order, batting in the nine hole. As for the Chinooks, they are starting out with Grant Ross, who's been a big key to their hitting success. He's been a guy that's batting a .422 with two RBIs. So the DH from Madison College leading off, Avery Owusu-Asedu batting second. He's been batting a .250, so he's been getting big hits against the Raptors. So they've had trouble with him. Hunter Grimes batting third, the left fielder, batting a .226. He has 14 RBIs, and Joey Spence in the cleanup role has 23 RBIs. So out of Notre Dame and West Bend, Wisconsin, Brady Council batting fifth. He's the third baseman, and he's been big as well. And the game against where the Chinooks took down the Raptors, they had five runs in the ninth. He was a big part of that. So Adam Kutwe batting sixth. Will Johannes seventh. Trey Becker eighth. And Gabe Ressler ninth. But these two teams getting set for the national anthem. We'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside Capco Park as these two teams getting set. Lakeshore is a team that bats a 256 as a team. They have 317 hits, 206 runs, and 191 RBIs. So they definitely can bring in the hits. And a team that went fifth in the Great Lakes West Division didn't get the best start they would have liked, but starting 1-1, the Raptors are last in the Great Lakes West Division here in the second half. They've only played two games. They're 0-2. The Mallards are 2-0. Every other team is 1-1. So, and just getting started here in the second half. There's a lot of games to go. The Raptors will have 33 left to hopefully clinch a playoff spot, and just failed to do so at the end of the first half. And you know, unfortunately, that Dock Spiders game where they dropped, you know, the game 6-2. They didn't play their best ball. And talking to some of the players, they just felt they had a little bit of pressure on them, and it just didn't go the way they would have liked. You felt the morale is a little bit down right now, losing to the Mallards in the way they did in the past two. They were down 8-1 in the game, in the first game against Madison. They had four runs in the bottom of the ninth. They actually had the tying run at the plate, so they really propelled a game which kind of made it close in the end, but in the end it was a little too little too late for that second game against Madison. It was the exact same way it went in the first. It was just a onslaught of hits, an avalanche of hits from Madison, but the Raptors really answered when it came to the hitting side, but Madison just were able to get in RBIs and the Raptors couldn't. You know, that was the whole key there. So at Moonlight Graham Field here on this sunny 74 degree evening, the Raptors 1-0 here. So Lakeshore, though, has made it close in the games the Raptors have played. You know, they lead the series. Raptors do 4-3, but Lakeshore, a competitive squad, and looking to start their second half with a winning record. And he started 0-1, won last night, made it 1-1. So now looking to go 2-1. Matthew Moeller is definitely a guy that is going to cause a problem if the Raptors just can't figure out anything against them. He's a tall left-hander heading to Gonzaga next season. So he'll be a Gonzaga Bulldog in Spokane, Washington. From Brookfield, Wisconsin, he's had a 1-1 record overall. He lost versus Fond du Lac, and he won versus the Raptors. He's had 13 and 2 innings of work, allowing 8 hits and 6 runs and 19 strikeouts. 14 of those have come against the Raptors. They have really had a problem with him. So we'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back inside Capco Park as Ty Johnson leads off for the Raptors. Ty Johnson, 38 hits on 127 at-bats as he leads the team in at-bats and hits with batting a 299. As the second offering comes in for Mueller and evens up the count 1-1. He's had 17 RBIs with 19 strikeouts as well. So the Flower Mound, Texas native, who batted a 356 for McLennan Community College, sees the 1-1. And it goes in low on a ball, 2-1. Headed to Baylor next season. Playing in the Big 12. Which is where also McLennan Community College is, right down the road, both in Waco, Texas. So he won't have to move far. And Mueller sets and serves on the 2-1. And it goes inside, hits Johnson's hand, and he'll take first. So the first batter, Ty Johnson, hit by a pitch. And he'll get on base. And this leads things off for the Raptors. David Rivera, who's 2-for-9 with two strikeouts, batting a 222. His first day for the Raptors was the first game against Madison, where he went 0-for-5. But since yesterday, he went 2-for-4, so he had a good day. His first two at-bats were base hits. So Mueller will come set and fire and lower the zone on a ball, 1-0. Ty Johnson at first. Matthew Mueller, 14 strikeouts. Against the Raptors this season. The 1-0 upstairs, swing and a miss, 1-1. David Rivera out of Hope International from Long Beach, California, a guy that batted 397 for Hope this season with 174 at-bats. He acquired 57 runs and 69 hits, so it was a big part of their success. And Mueller looks over at first. Johnson gets back in time. He batted a 381 in his career at Hope. He graduated high school in 2017. So he previously attended Long Beach Community College before Hope. And the 1-1 in, swing and a miss. Rivera outside, wasn't able to make contact. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Johnson leads at first. Mueller will come set on this all-turf field except for the mound, which is dirt. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Upstairs on a chest-high fastball. And Rivera goes down swinging for his third strikeout of his season here with the Raptors. So Brendan Bobo, he'll step in. Raptors in their maroon uniforms with the gold logos and the gold numbers on the back. And the gray leggings today. Make sure in their all black uniforms with the blue logos on the front and back. One down. And Mueller will fire. And it goes on the inside. And Bobo hits his hand. And it comes at a hit by a pitch. So Bobo on the inside of his hand. He'll take first. Johnson moves to second. And already Mueller, through three batters, has hit two of them in the hand. So Bobo will take first, Johnson at second. And Garrett Broussard, who's slotted in at shortstop, batting a 223 with 23 hits. He also has 12 runs and 8 RBIs. Out of Utah Valley, a Returning Rafter led the team in at-bats last season in total games played and was second in total hits. So a reliable Rafter, a Northwoods League All-Star last season as well. One down, two runners on for the Rafters. Moeller fires way over the head of Spence, and the runners advance. Bobo to second, and getting the third was Johnson. So two runners in scoring position now. And this seems very uncharacteristic of Matthew Moeller, only allowing one run and one hit against the Rafters in two games he appeared against them. Already here with one down, two runners in scoring position here in the top of the first. 1-0 count. Moeller will come set. He'll look high and fire. Lower the zone, 4-ball, 2-0. 2-0 count. Chinook's two away as Rivera struck out. The 2-0. Up and inside, 4-ball, 3-0. So three straight balls, one more ball, putting the bases loaded here. Broussard last season for the Rafters batted at 258 with five home runs, and the 3-0 comes right down the plate for a strike. 3-1. Three-one count, one down. Bobo stands at second, Ty Johnson at third. The 3-1 in and inside for ball number four. And Garrett Broussard will take first. So Broussard at first, Bobo at second, and Ty Johnson at third. The bases are loaded in the DH, Jack Gervich. He'll step in. 29 hits for him, batting a 296, 98 total at bats. Second in RBIs on the team with 20, and also second in home runs with four. So manager having a word with Matthew Moeller right now, and so is the entire infield. Rafters on the cusp of taking an early lead and getting the momentum going here in the top of the first. Only one out. Jack Gervich at the University of San Diego from Pacific Palisades. He went to Notre Dame High School, where he earned California All-State First Team, Mission League MVP, and was named a First Team All-Mission League selection. And the first offering comes low for a ball, 1-0. So Matthew Moeller, right now, in a bit of a jam. 1-0 count. Chinook's two away. And Moeller fires low and bounces to the glove of Spence, 2-0. Two balls away from sending Johnson home from third. Broussard's at first, Bobo's at second. 2-0 count, Moeller will look in, he'll step high and serve, swing and a miss. Gervich went after it on the upper edge, called for a strike, 2-1. So the left-hander, Jack Gervich, started 39 games for San Diego with 142 at-bats. He batted a 259 and sees the 2-1 as he pops it away. Backside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Chinook's looking for a double play. Rafters looking to get the runs on the board. What they failed to do so yesterday, 16 hits, only three runs. One down, the 2-2 comes in, and Gervich pops it backside. So the count is 2-2 again. An all turf field, except for the mound, which is all dirt. So the 2-2 up in Gervich flies it into left field. Grimes comes under it, makes the grab. Johnson tags home. The throw to the plate to Spence is not in time. Johnson will score. So a sac fly RBI from Jack Gervich. Runners don't advance except for Ty Johnson. So Logan Hugo, he'll step in. Two down. Raptors strike first. They lead 1-0. So Hugo out of Essexville, Michigan, an Eastern Michigan product. 18 hits on 84 at-bats, batting a .214. Broussard at first, Bobo at second. Matthew Moeller, who's thrown one strikeout, and it came on David Rivera. Two down. Moeller looks over at second. Bobo a couple shifts off the bag. The first serve in, up and away, 1-0. 1-0 count. Raptors lead 1-0. Moeller will look in again. With the ball in his glove, the glance back over at second. He'll kick high and fire down low for a ball. 2-0. Chinook's one away. Moeller. Johnson was hit by a pitch. Rivera struck out. Bobo was hit by a pitch. And Broussard walked. The 2-0. Just inside and low of the zone for the third ball. So all the runners that have gotten on base have either been hit by a pitch or walked. Gervich flying out to left, but it was a sac fly RBI. And the 3-0 from Moeller down the plate for a strike, 3-1.
That's strike one, two more till half price beer.
Let's hear you. So Logan Hugo, 14 runs, 5 RBIs. For him this season. Two down. Looking over at second for a while. The long stare. Bobo leads off the 3-1. Way down low for ball number four. So Hugo will take first. And this Brooks puts up Anthony Gallison. 19 hits for him on 68 at-bats. With 7 RBIs. Batting in .279. So Gallison at left field has an opportunity to get a big hit here and send a couple runners home. The Raptors already lead 1-0. Moeller will fire up and away outside for a ball, 1-0. A very uncharacteristic inning from Matthew Moeller, a guy that prior to today only allowed one hit and one run against the Raptors. And the 1-0 comes in and finds the zone. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rats lead 1-0. Hugo at first, Broussard at second, and Brendan Bobo at third. The 1-1, Gallison misses upstairs for a ball and a strike. 1-2 count. Moeller just looking to get out of this inning. He can salvage the inning if he just gives up only a run. Given the circumstances, the bases are loaded. The 1-2 comes in. Gallison lines it to left field, but it pulls away on the third base line in foul territory. So 1-2 count once again. Bases juiced. Moeller, the long stare at home, sets in, stands on the first base side of the slab, looks, kicks, and fires the 1-2 foul to backside. So staying alive at the plate is Anthony Gallison, a Coastal Carolina outfielder previously attended Elon from Colts Neck, New Jersey. 1-2 count. Moeller stares, sets, serves. up and outside. Four ball. So deuces run wild. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Here, top of the first. 2-2 count. Muller will serve in, swing, and a miss low for strike three. So he gets out of the inning, only giving up one run. Ty Johnson got home off of a Gervich sack fly RBI. So the Rafters lead 1-0. We head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the first.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first, as the Rafters lead 1-0. Kalen Graham getting the start on the mound. A guy with seven games appeared in with a one-and-run record. He won versus Green Bay and lost versus Traverse City. He 21 innings pitched, allowing 15 hits and 10 runs, but 21 strikeouts. So a guy out of North Central Texas College, where he appeared in 10 innings of work with 13 strikeouts and a 2.7 ERA. So Grant Ross leads off for the Chinooks out of Madison College. He's DHing. So sees the ball down low from Pewaukee, Wisconsin, batting a 422. He also has two RBIs as well. So the second offering comes in for a ball, 2-0. The 2-0 set from Graham, and he'll fire, swing, and a miss. Strike one. So Ross, Owusu-Asedu, and Grimes are all due up here in the bottom of the first to bat. Two balls a strike. Graham fires up and high for a ball, 3-1. Count. Graham worked quickly. He works and fires, and it goes lower the zone for ball number four. So Ross will lead off with a walk. So just like the top of the first, where a runner didn't get on base off of a hit, Johnson got hit by a pitch. And on the Chinook side of things, Ross got walked. So Owusu-Asedu from Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, from Waukesha, Wisconsin, batting a 250. And Graham fires outside for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Graham looks down. He bends at the knee. He'll come set. And the 1-0 delivery, a line drive pulled away on the left field line, out of play, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Graham on the third pitch. Outside and low. Owusu Asedu had a big day yesterday. He went 3-for-5 with 2 runs. He also had 2 RBIs. So coming off a really impressive day yesterday where the Chinooks took down the Rockers 12-5. They outhit them 14-5. They had 6 runs in the bottom of the fourth and 4 runs in the bottom of the sixth. As the 2-1 finds a strike zone, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Graham with the ball in his right hand throws it over to first, and Ross slides head first into the bag, getting there in time. Two count. Nobody down. Rafters lead 1-0. Johnson got home off of a sac fly RBI. So looking in is Graham. He'll fire the 2-2 and popped right field side. Fouled off. The count is 2-2. And the throw over to first, getting back in time. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kalen Graham works. He'll deliver. And it goes outside of the zone for a ball 3-2. So the count is full. 1 ball away would be back-to-back walks and put 2 runners on for the Chinooks. The 3-2 from Graham. A swing and a ball flied out into right field. Hugo tracks it down, makes the grab on the first base line for 1 down. So Hunter Grimes, the left fielder, the Arkansas Razorback, and the redshirt senior from Kerrville, Texas, batting a 226, 14 RBIs for him. So Kalen Graham, through 2 batters, he walked Ross, and Owusu Asedu flew out. The throw over to first on the pickoff, but he really has his eyes on Grant Ross. 1 down. Graham on the first delivery. The throw from Jensen over to Johnson at second, and he got him. Excuse me, that was David Rivera. Not Ty Johnson, but Levi Jensen gets it over to Rivera and in time. So Rivera with the tag out. That's 2 down. So a 1-0 count. Graham fires a swing and a skied ball. Bobo runs after it. Jensen as well, but Bobo is there to make the catch for the third out. So the Rafters lead 1-0. We head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes.
but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back here for the top of the second. Rafters able to get that third out. As Ross was on first, he had a leadoff walk, but he was thrown out at second. Owusu-Asedu flew out to right, and Grimes